One of our trademark sessions over the past few years is an event called a speaking slot called a pachachko, which is a Japanese term spelled pecha kucha, but pronounced pachachka. It's an interesting way of doing a sponsored brief session where the speaker is required to do have a discipline of doing 20 slides for 20 seconds each, precisely, and it's pre-timed. It was developed by expatriate graphic designers who were living in Japan as a way of making PowerPoint or keynote presentations more interesting and more efficient. And each year, we like to, or at each event, we like to have one or two people take that challenge. This year, it will be the Vice President of Programmatic Demand in Europe at AdSwizz. AdSwizz is a leading solution provider for digital audio advertising, serving many of the most important companies on the supply and demand sides. And so to try his hand at a pachachka, let's welcome Pierre Nagar.
Good luck to you.
I definitely need it. I'm not going to try to pronounce that name, you know, myself, just calling PK. So this is, you know, the first time at RAIN, so I'm very happy to be here. You know, it's great to see so many people and from this industry. So I'm going to talk about programmatic. And I think it's, you know, I'm coming at the right time given what has been said before. And it's actually, there's, you know, a few things that have been mentioned in the previous panel you're going to find again in my presentation. So I've got 20 slides, and as soon as I start this, I'm going to have to run. Okay. So as I said, I'm going to talk about programmatic. I'm the Vice President of Programmatic at AdSwizz, a technology and software company operates in the digital audio space. So on to the next slide. Yes, no? Yes. Over the last 5 years, we've seen tremendous growth. You know, programmatic has moved from the garages and small boutiques to the mainstream, from display to video, mobile, social, and now TV and radio. It's really an unstoppable force which has dramatically changed our landscape and ecosystem. Well, you know, why is that? Technology is responsible for a lot of it, but humans usually take more time to internalize and act upon changes, have embraced it very quickly, especially in some markets. There are multiple reasons given by advertisers and publishers, but in a nutshell, it works. Yet, it also remains a complex, self-indulgent, and far too often filled with too much jargon. I mean, look at, you know, how many acronyms you can actually put in one sentence on one slide, 7. A constant reminder for everyone that technology needs to serve a purpose, and that it needs to generate value in order to justify its existence. So it is important that we go back to basics and remind ourselves of what programmatic really is and what it isn't. To automate the trading via the use of algorithms so that we humans can concentrate on more intellectual and creative tasks. Let's have a look at some of the myths that have emerged over the last 5 years. And I've heard a few this morning. Myth number one, cheap ads on cheap, remnant and unwanted inventory, often below the fold. Well, the success of programmatic premium and publisher co-ops such as Pangea in the UK and Laplace Media in France has proved exactly the opposite. Myth number two, programmatic is for direct response only or performance-based campaigns, you know, clicks and conversions. True to some extent when this all started back 5 years ago, but we're seeing more and more brand budgets move towards programmatic. And if we go back, if we look at the last couple of years and see, you know, look at the growth of video, that shows that, you know, there's more brand money going into programmatic. And myth number three, programmatic is killing jobs. Well, I argue exactly the opposite, as demand far outstrips supply these days, and everyone is crying that they cannot fulfill open roles. The reality is that programmatic has changed our industry and for the better, helping us to focus on more creative and intelligent tasks. So in my view, there are four pillars of programmatic. Some of these are further ahead than others, but they all play a critical role if you want to deliver successful results. It's like, you know, having the perfect recipe. You need all the right ingredients to make the perfect dish. Technology, as often is the case, helps to kickstart the engine. And what we've seen within technology is a proliferation of solutions, suppliers, and technology providers. So when it comes to actually choose a technology provider, you know, you get an headache because there's so many out there. So it's really important to do your homework, you know, try a few of them, do some testing, head-to-head test, and then go for it. But, you know, however, it's not just about technology. We talk about targeting, you know, one-to-one. Wouldn't that be beautiful? And yet we're not quite there with cookie deletion increasing and mobile applications on the up. We've yet to find the right solution. But some of the stuff we're doing today was just unthinkable 10 years ago. The third pillar, data. You know, we talk about big data, small data, but certainly smart. Companies have finally realized they have a wealth of data. And if they're smart enough, they can do more intelligent communication with customers and prospects through relevant content. And last but not least, and we've heard it this morning, you know, the creative, probably the area which requires more work these days. Through technology, smart targeting, and data, creative can be enhanced, but cannot be replaced. We still need humans to come up with a great creative idea. So these are the four pillars of programmatic Ars per Pianagar. There's still some issues and some concerns, you know, transparency, viewability, fraud, ad blockers. These are all areas of concern within programmatic, and everyone is committed to in this industry to resolve them. But when you actually bid across millions of impressions across thousands of sites, it requires a significant effort. It's not easy. But let's talk about audio now. I mean, this is what we're here for. Well, programmatic is new to audio, but the reverse is also true. So a lot of education work is needed. And yet I think that they make the perfect combination and can help solve some of the challenges we're seeing in programmatic. Why? Well, consumers, and more particularly the new generation, are migrating towards mobile devices at a furious pace. And yet mobile and advertising are still at odds with each other. The small banners and intrusive videos played on small screens do not excite many advertisers. Audio has great benefits over other formats in terms of relevance, engagement, user experience, and is immune to some of the issues such as viewability and still, you know, yet to fraud and the impact of ad blockers. Audio can truly help marketers find the best way to communicate with consumers, the ones on the go all the time that spend more and more time on their mobile devices. So at AdsWizz, you know, we are committed to make audio available through the programmatic channel. And we have built the infrastructure that will help facilitate the trading between buyers and sellers. Equally, our mission is to promote this wonderful format and the benefits that great audio campaigns can bring to the advertising community. So over the last few years, you know, we've built great partnerships with premium publishers, broadcasters, and on-demand services, which is so critical for marketers who, in a data-driven world, still attach great importance to great content. The time has truly come to switch the programmatic light on for audio too. Thank you very much.